Hello and welcome to Yashoda Health Podcast. I'm Dr. Lakshmi and today we are focusing on one of the most common gynecologic cancers, that is endometrial cancer. While often detected early, it can be life-threatening if ignored, making awareness and timely treatment essential. We'll explore the causes, symptoms, diagnosis and how advanced treatments including radiation therapy are improving survival and quality of life. Joining us is Dr. Sunita, Senior Consultant Radiation Oncologist and Clinical Director at Yashoda Hospitals, a quaternary care facility known for its excellence in cancer care. So welcome to the podcast, Dr. Sunita, and it's a pleasure to have you.
Hi, thank you.
So doctor, for those unfamiliar, what exactly is endometrial cancer and how does it differ from other gynecologic cancers?
So endometrial cancer is a cancer which happens within the uterus. Okay. And uterus has, two parts. One is the major part, the body of the uterus and the cervix. So any cancer which happens in the cervix will be cervical cancer. And any cancer which happens in the body of the uterus will be uterine cancer. So that is the cancer which arises from the endometrial lining, which is the covering within the uterus. From there, if the cancer arises, you call it as a endometrial cancer.
So how is this cancer diagnosed and why is early detection so important?
This is one cancer which usually we see in postmenopausal women, okay, above 50 or 60 years of age. Any patient who has this abnormal vaginal bleeding after this 50 years of age is something, once you have attained menopause and still you find like you're bleeding or having other problems related to gynecological things like the wide discharge and all, these patients are the patients who have to be evaluated for these symptoms. And first important investigation here is to do a transvaginal scan. And if at all the vaginal scan shows that endometrial thickness is a bit higher, okay, anything which is more than 4 millimeters, and especially if you are symptomatic with this vaginal bleeding, you have to immediately go and check for endometrial cancer.
So could you explain the role of radiation therapy in the treatment of endometrial cancer and when it is recommended?
So usually, fortunately, endometrial cancers, most of the cancers what we see in our practice is only in stage 1. Compared to cervical cancer, which grows very slowly, it is usually not that symptomatic cervical cancer until unless it becomes very advanced. But endometrial cancers, they do present very early and majority of the patients we are seeing in stage 1 only. So if at all you are delaying, still if you find the symptoms and you are delaying, only those patients we see them going into second stage or third stage. So any patient who crosses the second stage will require the radiation therapy. Otherwise, if you are diagnosed at a very early stage, it is not required to go for even any kind of external radiations also. And there are some patients whom we find like the risk is very less. In those cases, we just give brachytherapy only so that the side effects for these patients will be even less and the quality of life will also be very good. Otherwise, from second stage onwards, we usually take up these patients for radiotherapy.
So what advancements have happened in radiation technology, be it image-guided or intensity-modulated therapy? How has technology improved precision and reduced side effects, doctor?
Till now, we had only the image-guided radiotherapy as of now. But I think the biggest advantage what we have now and the advance what we are encountering now is the adaptive therapy. Okay, adaptive therapy is the form of radiation which is recommended for these gynecological cancers, whether it is endometrial or the cervical cancers. The reason is that you can adapt your volumes according to the internal anatomy for that particular day. Suppose there will be always chances of this bladder and rectal filling variations. All these variations will be accounted in adaptive radiotherapy and you can adapt your volumes every day for their shapes. So that is the thing which has really been a game changer for majority of our pelvic cancer patients.
And finally, what advice would you give for women, especially as far as prevention or regular screening and prompt medical attention is concerned?
Especially for this postmenopausal women and also sometimes even the perimenopausal women, because they feel like this is the age where the menses stop and you will have irregular periods. Okay, so these are the women who have to be even more careful, because sometimes it gets obscured. You feel like it is because of the menopausal age that these symptoms are happening, and that's how you delay the diagnosis, and that's how your prognosis becomes very poor. So if you have symptoms, get them immediately checked and maintain your weight. Obesity and diabetes, these are the two most important risk factors which we have seen have been related to this endometrial cancer. So it is always ideal to maintain your weight and also to have a active life so that you can avoid all these problems in your future.
So thank you, Dr. Sunita, for sharing your expertise and highlighting how early detection and advanced targeted treatments like radiation therapy can make all the difference in endometrial cancer care. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in Yashoda Health Podcast. If you found this episode helpful, don't forget to subscribe, share, and stay informed. Until next time, take charge of your health, prioritize regular checkups, and stay connected with Yashoda Health Podcast for more expert insights. Thank you.
Thank you so much.